This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Leslie Knope is back. She and everybody else from Pawnee are getting together for a special episode of Parks and Rec. NBC tomorrow night. It's a benefit for Feeding America. Michael Schur is one of the creators of that show, also of The Office and The Good Place. Mike, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
The nuts and bolts of the special in just a second, but I have been wondering ever since I found out about this thing, actually, how hard is it to be creative when we're in the situation we are in?
Well, you know, it's nearly impossible. It's impossible to do a lot of things, frankly. For people who are used to working on TV shows, which are enormous collaborative efforts involving hundreds of people in dozens of different departments, you know, it's not even an option, really. And there's a lot of anxiety, I think, not only in terms of, you know, projects that were interrupted and people had to be laid off and stuff like that, but also, you know, looking to the future when we're on the other side of this, you know, until there's an actual vaccine that prevents this disease from spreading, it's hard to imagine how we make anything, really. And I think that's what we're all wrestling with right now is, like, how is this ever going to go back to what it was?
Well, you are a television producer of some renown, and I imagine you've got projects hither and yon. You're stopped down, I guess, on those projects?
Yeah, I mean, we were in the middle of a production meeting on a new show I'm working on called Rutherford Falls. It's going to be on the new Peacock streaming network at some point. I don't know, in the future. And, you know, we were just about to shoot the pilot, and in the middle of the production meeting, we got word that everything was stopping. And there's other projects, you know, there's an animated show that's continued working called Q-Force for Netflix that, you know, the writers had to just go remote. And, you know, we made this Parks and Recreation special completely remotely. Like, there's a bunch of stuff at a bunch of different stages, but everything sort of came to a halt, at least temporarily. And then we've been slowly trying to figure out how to get any aspect of it back up and running.
So NBC calls and says, "Hey, Mike, the world as we know it has come to a screeching halt. How about a reboot?" And you said what?
Well, what they actually said was, you know, look, we have nothing to air, you know. They have nothing to put on TV. And they first asked if the cast of Parks and Rec would reunite and just do like a table read of an old episode or something. And I said I was happy to ask, but that I thought if we did it, it should be some kind of fundraiser. So they were very happy with that plan. I emailed the cast. They all got back to me almost instantly. And once that was the case, I sort of had a second wave of feeling, which was, well, if we're getting this whole cast back together, it kind of seemed like a waste to just do in something that we've already done. And so I had two thoughts very quickly. One is, I think we have to write something new. And the second was, oh, God, that's going to be so much work to make that happen. So, but, you know, I rallied some of the old writers, and we got a whole bunch of people on the crew back together, and everybody was really happy to essentially volunteer their time. And I'm really happy that we were able to do it, and I'm even happier that we're doing it for a good cause, which is Feeding America, which is a nationwide food bank that's going to help a lot of people.
So a couple of full disclosures here, and then the last question. The first is that you have been gracious enough to come by Marketplace, and you've done a brown bag lunch once or twice and shared your thoughts on creativity, which was great and amazing for us as a newsroom. The other full disclosure, which I'm not sure I've ever told you, is that I personally am not the biggest Parks and Rec fan. So
really?
That's on the table. Yeah, you know, what can I tell you? But I say that as prologue to this. My kids are, and my 16 now, he's 16 years old. My 16-year-old and my 18-year-old, who's home from college, are spending hours on the couch watching Parks and Rec reruns. And I wonder, I mean, you're a guy who's intentional about his work, who knows it has meaning, and we talked about this when we had you on for The Good Place. Does it give you pause that people are turning to you for distraction in a moment of pandemic?
Well, my full disclosure will be that I've always felt like your kids were smarter than you are. so that's from my end. And it is very nice, I have to say, to hear stories of shows I've worked on being distractions or deliverers of momentary joy to people. That is a very nice thing. There is a certain sort of sense of responsibility that I think people feel when it comes to creating stuff for TV, especially because, you know, no one could have predicted this, obviously, or actually no one who isn't a scientist could have predicted this.
That's right.
But when people are using your work as a way to, you know, try to keep their spirits up, that's a very meaningful thing. And I consider myself lucky to have worked on shows where that's the case.
Parks and Rec, special tomorrow night on NBC. Mike Schur is the guy in charge. Mike, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.